Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Today's episode is for the one who feels like you don't have the same amount of energy that you used to have, or the amount of energy that you would like to have. If you've ever found yourself looking back on previous seasons of your life and you've wondered, wow, where did I get all of that energy from? How on earth did I get all of it done? Or it's something that you're questioning in the present moment. How am I going to get through this? Where am I going to get the energy to get everything done? If you've been asking yourself those kinds of questions, this one's for you. Maybe back then, when you had all of that energy, you were juggling several jobs or driving a long commute each day. Maybe you were trying to spend time with family while also going to school. In the present moment, you might look back on that time and think to yourself, wow, imagine what I could do if I only had the energy that I used to. While you may not have the same amount of energy, and maybe your inner resources look different than they used to, there are still areas of your life where you can still show up with enthusiasm. When we have enthusiasm for the routines in our daily lives, we are reminded that joy is still possible, even in impossibly uncertain times, even when we don't feel like we'll have the energy that we need to carry on. And when it comes to having enthusiasm in daily life, one of the things that you can do is look at the different places in your life where you have enthusiasm, where you do still get excited. Whether you are enthusiastic about giving gifts or learning something new, whether you enjoy traveling to a new place or prefer the comfort of the familiar, it is possible to find enthusiasm right here and right now. And it's through that enthusiasm that you can find more energy. It might not always resort in energy to just get up and move around and accomplish a to-do list of 1,000 things, but it's energy that reminds you that you are still alive and there are still things within daily life that you are free to come alive to. No matter the amount of energy you feel that you are lacking, it matters to remind yourself that you still have time to do the things that make you feel alive. Even if it looks like taking a walk around a park that you've never been to or cooking a delicious meal, ask yourself today, what brings me to life? What do I still get excited about amidst everything that's going on? Personally, I prefer these kind of questions over questions like, what's your passion? It takes the pressure off. It allows us to think about things we just enjoy doing without always worrying about the deeper meaning behind it. And for many of us, the things that bring energy into our daily lives are simple activities that allow us to experience joy. So give yourself permission to think about what energizes you, what makes you excited. Sometimes even just thinking about it for long enough can be motivating. You might find that you do have energy to go out and do that thing that you have been imagining. And if you're still unsure, ask yourself again, what brings me to life? What do I still get excited about amidst everything that's going on? For some, the answer might come right away. Maybe there's something you've been putting off because you've told yourself that you haven't worked hard enough or that you're unworthy of experiencing that joyful thing. And for you, now is the time to take that deep breath and just go for it. Even if you only have a few minutes or a few hours to spare, even if you aren't sure you're ready, even if you only have time to just think about what energizes you, now is the time to go and do that thing that makes you feel alive. And for the one who has no idea, who has been so consumed by responsibilities and to-do lists, and who is still figuring out how the word enthusiasm fits into their life, I hope that you can give yourself permission to start small. I hope you know that enjoyment doesn't have to start with completely clearing your schedule or starting a brand new creative project. You're allowed to turn on a TV show. You're allowed to flip through a magazine. You're allowed to go stand on your front deck and just let the sunlight find your skin. Change occurs in small increments. So let today be the day you start. Give yourself permission to do these little things over and over again. Let the enthusiasm of life build slowly. Find energy in the small things that you do each day. Create rhythms of enjoyment and moments to enter into a joyful mindset. And over time, you might just find it builds into a larger enthusiasm for life. No matter the mountains you are currently facing, you are worthy of a joyful moment. No matter what's uncertain, you are worthy of finding where the light pours in. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What excites you? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols. I'll see you here tomorrow.